Celebrate Recovery is a Christ-centered recovery program. I prefer to call it a process. It's based on the 12 steps, which is very commonly used in Alcoholics Anonymous, AA, GA, NA. But it also uses the eight principles, which is straight out of the Beatitudes. And it's a recovery program for any person with any hurts, habits or hang-ups within their life.
None of us might be thinking about New Year's resolutions at the moment. What's your view on whether New Year's resolutions can be helpful or not?
On one hand, they can be helpful because people do get challenged about their own personal issues when a new year starts. On the other hand, though, what we do find, New Year resolutions within themselves won't actually solve a person's problem. The problem with the New Year resolution is that you quickly lose the momentum because actually you're not actually ready in yourself to deal with some of the hurts, habits and hang-ups that you have.
There are different recovery programs for different issues, whether it's maybe reconciliation or alcohol abuse or challenges with eating. How can Celebrate Recovery work for all kinds of different habits, hang-ups, struggles that people face?
I think the key with Celebrate Recovery is that it's Christ-centred. It is very biblically centred. However, here in Derby, we've experienced many people who have attended Celebrate Recovery from numerous faiths, because when people get desperate and they know they need to change, they look for help and they will try anything. But Celebrate Recovery is biblically based. But, you know, Kezia, the interesting thing is that the road to recovery stays the same no matter what the issue.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is that you have recovery groups like AA, GA, NA, and they do an incredible job within our nation and within the world. And we do refer people to those groups. But whereas Alcoholics Anonymous deals with alcohol, we deal with any life-controlling hurts, habits or hang-ups in the same room. So people experience listening to other people with different issues and realise that what they go through emotionally is the same as what they are going through. So that's why we say the road to recovery stays the same no matter what the issue. And Jesus is at the centre of it.
And you mentioned the eight principles there. Could you just describe what they are? What is the process that people go through?
Okay, well, the 12 steps, a lot of people will know what the 12 steps are. It's the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and all secular groups will use those steps. They were developed in 1934 by two Dutch people, primarily to deal with alcohol. The eight principles, which they call the road to recovery, is based on the Beatitudes. It's straight out of the Beatitudes. The first one is realize you're not God. The second one is earnestly believe that God exists. The third one is consciously choose to commit all my life to God's care. Number four is openly examine and confess all your faults. Number five, voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make. Number six, evaluate all my relationships. Number seven, reserve a daily time with God. And number eight, yield myself to God to be used to bring this good news to others. So it's the eight principles, and they are integrated with the 12 steps. And they are powerful because they're straight out of the Bible.
And finally, Tony, can you briefly share with us maybe a story of someone that you've met that has been through the Celebrate Recovery journey and what difference that's made to them?
Well, I'll share briefly my own story. But this guy, I won't mention the name, it would be inappropriate, but we had a guy referred to us by an organisation called Ad Action in Derby, who was struggling with alcohol and prescription drugs, professional individual. And he came desperate, didn't know where to go. Within 2 years, he started to change his life around. His family was restored. He got three daughters, triplets, His whole family was restored, his work was restored, and he was in recovery for about 10 years, not because he needed to, but because he wanted to give back. He started to play the music for us, lead worship for us. And this is about 12, 13 years ago. And I'm still in contact with him today, and it's just changed his life completely around. Nothing else did help, but Celebrate Recovery helped him. And we've got numerous stories like that. My own story, very briefly, I became a Christian 5 years after the start of my second marriage. My first marriage, I had a lot of pain and hurt in my life where I completely built a wall up and wouldn't let people in. And I became very defensive. And I had to deal with things like bitterness, anger, resentment, and low self-worth. And when I started to do Celebrate Recovery, my life completely changed, because I can talk about those things with you, because God has changed my life through the process of Celebrate Recovery. And from my view, I think every church in the UK ought to be running a Celebrate Recovery process, because it does change lives, and a changed life changes lives.
Tony Turner, UK Director of Celebrate Recovery, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.